All right. 91.5 KNSU Thibodaux, your local alternative. You just heard For the Woo by Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, obviously. Yo, can we talk streaming services real quick and HBO Max? Just a real quick break before we get back to the music. So, you know, streaming services. I got Netflix. It's cool. You know, it might be to a point where there's, like, so many options. Like, I don't even know what to choose. Hulu, I'm going to be honest. I only watch it because of Family Guy. That's a show I fall asleep to. And Disney Plus, like, kind of tired of that one, too, because I went on my nostalgia trip, you know, when it first came out. I done watched all the Star Wars films on there, watched all the Marvel, saw Avatar for the first time on there. And The Mandalorian just ended. That was all right. But I think I might be getting that HBO Max subscription pretty soon. Because they got some movies coming out this year. Some of these movies are coming out in theaters. But, you know, with the times we're in right now, we're very unsure about how that's going to go. But these are, like, some of the movies that, like, I'm excited for. I don't have the whole list, just, like, seven of them. And actually, this first one, my friends are more interested than this than I am, but I'm still going to watch it. All the Little Things, you know, that movie with Jared Leto. And I think, I think that's Denzel, I'm not sure. But All the Little Things, that's coming, I think, the 29th, I think. Then 2 months from now, Godzilla versus Kong. Not really into the whole monster movie thing, but, you know, I'm so deprived of movies at this point. I'm going to go see it with my friends when that comes out, or we're going to find somewhere to watch on HBO Max. April 16th, the Mortal Kombat movie. I'm a huge fan of the video games when I was growing up. Not necessarily, like, the current gen stuff. But, you know, Mortal Kombat is still a huge part of my childhood, so I'm definitely going to see that. A lot of the Mortal Kombat movies from the past, you know, let's just move on. Space Jam 2, that's my personal favorite. That's the one I'm most excited for. That one starring LeBron James. I think Don Cheadle is in it. I don't know what his role is going to be. But I heard it's, like, more of, like, I heard LeBron sort of, like, describe the plot on when he was on Road Tripping with Richard Jefferson and Alec Forge. Apparently the plot is it's a father-son kind of thing where, like, LeBron is sort of, like, not an overprotective dad, but he's, like, that dad that has a lot of expectations or something like that. And his son, I forgot how he explained it, but either way, I'm interested. I'm going to see that July 16th. Whether I have to do the theaters or I have to watch it at home, I'm definitely going to see that immediately. August 6th, this one's a little polarizing, the Suicide Squad movie. A lot of people hated the first one. I didn't think it was that bad, but that's coming August 6th. Much bigger cast. John Cena, I think, is in it. They replaced Will with Idris Elba. I forget who else. A lot of people are coming back, like Jai Courtney and all those other people. A lot of the original casting people, they're coming back. So that's gonna be fun, or it might suck. I don't know. November 19th, this one, I just found out about this one, but King Richard, I think that one's starring Will Smith, if I'm not mistaken. That one talks about Serena Williams and Venus Williams, their dad, and like how he, you know, I don't want to say molded his daughters into becoming like tennis champions. That was more focused on their dad. That was King Richard. I think that's starring Will Smith, November 19th. And then to finish off the year, December 22nd. The Matrix 4. Never seen any of The Matrix, but like this is the one where people around me are interested in it, so I'm probably going to see it as well due to association. But that one's coming at the end of the year, December 22nd. So it looks like this year, everything's going through HBO Max. I mean, I know they're paying a lot to have these movies exclusive on their platform, but I've been dying for a new movie to watch. The last movie I saw in theaters was Joker, which was October, I want to say 4th of 2019. I think that sounds right. That sounds right. But yeah, I'm going to have to get the HBO Max subscription pretty soon. But coming up, we got Service by Post Malone and some other songs. Even throwing the ASAP Mob song in there. This is 91.5 KNSU Thibodaux, your local alternative.